from a working point of view with the players, it's been fantastic. We've had a really positive pre-season. The players have worked incredibly hard. We've done a lot of work on what we need to do in preparation for this season. So in terms of the focus, it's not been distracted at all. We've been very focused on the pitch with the players, working, like I said, on the things that we need to get good at and what we want to try and bring to the season. And I have to, you know, commend the players. Their attitude and desire to do that has been top class. So, yeah, looking forward to the season. And all the players are looking forward to the season. So that's been a real positive for us. And then, of course, the other side of it, off the pitch, obviously, it's been frustrating. You know, not being able to strengthen the squad, obviously, with that, with the embargo. And then, of course, then finally receiving clarification from the EFL on what we can do moving forward in terms of strengthening the squad. So, you know, of course, that the conditions that places upon us, not just now, but going forward as well, yeah, changes the landscape of what we can do. But all I can do is you know, work with the resources that I have and be able to try and strengthen how we can strengthen. So, yeah, of course, you know, that's what we're trying to do now. We'll look at that and see where we can strengthen it, obviously, under the conditions that we're in. But I think we have to be realistic. You know, the Championship's a very hard and very difficult league under any circumstances. But, of course, like I said, with these conditions, makes it that little bit harder. But one thing I can promise for sure is that no one's lost focus on what we're doing here with the players. I said it, just said it before, their attitude, their commitment to the work has been fantastic. And I can promise our fans one thing for sure is that they'll see whatever players that wear that shirt, they'll be fully committed to trying to make our fans proud. And that's what you want. That's huge. And that will be there. I can promise our fans that. And like we said before, when we saw at the end of last season, what I need from the fans is that full commitment as well, which we know they can do, and they've shown it. Showed it at the end of last season, home and away. We need our fans right behind these players and pushing them every tackle, every free kick, every header, every shot, whatever the moment is. We need our fans full, you know, home and away, bringing that noise that they bring, and like I said, do it unified.
But has it felt, from your point of view, that you've been working with both hands tied behind your back, effectively?
Well, look, as I said, I don't want to dwell on this too much. We have to move on. You know, we have to focus now on now the clarification has come through and what we can and what we can't do. And like I said, my job is to work, you know, now with the under the conditions that we have to try and do my best, which I promise I'll do. I'll try and do my best to make sure that we can strengthen the squad. But, you know, we have to move on. My focus is with the players and every player that's here and making sure that we're ready for what's going to be a long season, but one that we want to try and do our fans proud in.
The window, of course, closes next Thursday, so all the work that you've been planning for, presumably through the course of the summer, has to be now tried to be squeezed into the last few days of the window, does it?
Yeah, look, of course, you know, but that is what it is. You know, we have to deal with whatever it is, and that's what I'm going to do. And like I said, understand, you know, the landscape's changed in what, you know, I would have liked to have done, but what I have to do now is work with the resources that I have and make sure that I can try and help the squad in any way I can. But look, again, we have to move on. My focus is on these players working incredibly hard through pre-season and getting ready for the season. And like I said, our aim is to do our fans proud.
And it's Norwich for starters. There's always an atmosphere of optimism at the start of the season. That's very much the case here, bearing in mind all the circumstances through the summer still.
Yeah, and of course you know, everyone's got aspirations, everyone's got dreams, but we have to be realistic. As I said before, it's an extremely difficult league at the best of times, you know, and obviously under the conditions that we're in now, it makes that even harder. So we have to be realistic, but what we need to do, and I said, nothing's distracted our work, that I can promise. And we've got on with our job, we've worked hard, everyone's together, and that unity and that fight from the stands and the pitch is going to be massive for us this season. And it showed end of last season, just when you have that, you know, the sort of performances you can achieve and sort of results that you can achieve. And that's, we need that even more now. We need our fans even more. And I'm sure that they're going to give that to us. And as I said, I can promise these players will, you'll see a fully committed team every week, week in, week out.